I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA. I woke up this morning, got myself a gun. Mama
always said I'd be the chosen one. What you see Republicans in Congress, right, they have spent all year investigating the president. That's what they've spent all year doing. And have turned up with no evidence, none. That he did anything wrong. I mean, that is what we've heard over and over again from their almost year-long investigation, and that's because the president didn't do anything wrong. Even House Republicans have said the evidence does not exist. The House Republicans have said that to my friend in the back who just yelled at, which is incredibly inappropriate. But House Republicans have said that it doesn't exist. Their own investigation have actually debunked their ridiculous attacks.
Make note of that. If you're in the back of the press room, don't yell out your question. That's inappropriate. There was the White House spokeswoman, KJP, talking again about and praising Joe Biden. He's done nothing wrong. He's done nothing wrong. And even members of the Republicans are saying, we don't see the evidence. I have to admit to you, sitting right here, I have not seen specific evidence tying Joe Biden to money at this point. But I haven't seen the evidence that is inside the House Oversight Committee or the Judiciary Committee. I haven't seen it. I'm not a member. Those who have seen the bank records and have seen it, and they say, oh, yeah, this is solid information. Now, that could still be determined. I mean, you do not convict someone in this country simply because in your gut you think they did something wrong. You have to give the president, even in this case, an allowance of guilty until proven innocent. Although I dare say that those who are after Donald Trump are not giving him an inch of that same philosophy. Not an inch. And we're going to get into the Republicans. She's quick to point out, say they're not really buying into it either. That's her claim. We'll explain why some stand where they do. That's still to come in this hour. Here we are, September 14, 2023. This is the second hour of two of Larry Connors USA. We're now airing back-to-back right here on this station for you from 6 to 8, Monday through Friday. And reminding you, of course, while we're on the air, we're also streaming at Larry Connors USA, Facebook and Twitter, and News Talk STL, Facebook and Twitter, and on Rumble accounts. You can find us everywhere. And if you miss any of them, you can go to LarryConnorsUSA.com, LarryConnorsUSA.com. You'll find video and audio links right there for the program just airing. And in fact, the other day, someone had sent me a podcast from one of the podcast outlets, Apple or somebody like that. And when I finished listening to it, well, then it switched to mine if I wanted to hear myself. I chose not to because I knew I'm good. I had too much on my plate that day, and I didn't have time. But I did check to see, it was one of our previous programs. So they're everywhere, apparently on every podcast outfit. But we appreciate you going to us for it. So, again, you've got, according to KJP, the White House spokeswoman, even GOP members are reluctant to move forward with the impeachment inquiry because they don't see the evidence. They don't think there's anything there, just smoke. And, of course, we do want to get the government resolved and not have a shutdown by the end of September, or maybe we don't. I mean, if we don't come up with the money and the decision by September 30, there could be a 3, 4, 6 day lag, but the government workers are going to get their money in the end, and there might be a slowdown of some services. In fact, all except essential services will come to a stop, but it's also going to undermine how many people do we really need to run the government. And I know the Republicans are going to get the blame for it. They'll try to play it up going into the 2024 election, but I will remind you, that for months McCarthy did try to meet with Biden and Schumer on getting a budget bill together, and they did not want to. They wanted a clean bill. A clean bill means we want it the way we want it, not any compromise. They will talk compromise. They will talk we're bipartisan. When they say bipartisan, they're bringing in rhinos. They're getting Murkowski from Alaska signing off on something for them. It makes it bipartisan. Or Mitt Romney. It makes it bipartisan. Romney, of course, announcing yesterday he is not going to run for Senate again. So between that and his one run for the White House, his political career coming to an end, I guess. But if you're looking at, is the impeachment inquiry itself, that's not the impeachment, just the inquiry, getting all the facts together before you move forward. Is it completely full of falsehoods and lies? Well, interesting you raise that question, Larry. Thank you very much for doing so. Well, I was glad to do it for you. The same thought came to Congressman McCarthy. He said, you want to know how much we've got that has been documented as fact versus fiction? Listen to this. As Congressman McCarthy says, CNN said they would take a look at what we've got.
Now, I know CNN said something yesterday. They went through and said that didn't want to do fact checks on everything that I laid out. What was interesting was the headline, but more interesting in the fact checks, it was all true. They had to acknowledge that every alleged accusation that put us into impeachment inquiry is true. I appreciate CNN actually acknowledge that, because I'm not sure, based upon how many of you got the memo from the White House legal counsel on what you should say. I didn't know that was a role of the White House to try to control the media. I thought you had a First Amendment.
Now, of course, many are saying you are really trying to get Biden through his son. And even Democrats are beginning to turn on Biden's son and say, you know, you need to cut him loose. New York Times did an extensive piece saying it's still a father-son relationship and they're not really being separated. I'm looking at a piece saying that the president's son indicted by the special counsel in connection with the gun he purchased in 2018. Now, again, this involves the gun that he purchased, and he has to fill out a federal form, which everyone has to, and that is, did you or have you involved yourself in drugs and drug trafficking? If you recall, Hunter Biden and his sweetheart deal was going to go forward and admit, yes, I did, but it was going to be kind of a case where it's going to be a slap on the wrist, some community service. And in exchange for that, they're going to drop a couple of the IRS charges, which are about to run statute of limitations anyway. But now, as of today, he has been indicted by Special Counsel David Weiss, got up against Wall, couldn't do much more about it, in connection with that gun purchase. The charges include making false statements on a federal firearms form and possession of firearm as a prohibited person. CNN writes it this way. It's an extraordinary turn of events after Hunter's original plea deal collapsed and potentially sets up a dramatic trial at the middle of his father's 2024 reelection campaign. In fact, I'm looking at a statement that was added to that. Let me get the source on it before I quote it for you. It's still from CNN. The White House thought the Hunter Biden legal drama would end this summer, but now the plea deal with Weiss to resolve the matter without charges collapsing over the summer amid the scrutiny from the federal judge, and House Republicans also announcing an impeachment inquiry into the president over the Hunter Biden business deals. Court filings show that a summons was issued today for Hunter Biden to appear in court for an initial appearance on the charges. He's currently in California. He'll have to work out either self-surrender or an initial appearance. That's still to be worked out. And again, this is the gun purchase deal in 2018 when he purchased it, a revolver in the Delaware gun shop, lying on the form, swearing, I'm not using drugs. I'm not addicted to any illegal drugs, even though at that time he was still struggling with crack cocaine when he made it. And it states very clearly on the form, it is a federal crime to lie on the ATF form or possess a firearm if you're a drug user. So you got KJBT up there protecting the president. She's not going to be able to protect Hunter Biden, but again, how close are they linked? And KJP says, really, McCarthy and those Republicans who want to go after Biden, they're only doing it because McCarthy himself is under threats.
The only reason Speaker McCarthy is doing this political stunt, and we have seen it, you all have reported, is because Marjorie Taylor Greene has said she threatened to shut down the government. Can you imagine shutting down the government over a political stunt? And we're talking about vital programs that American families need. And she said that because she wanted him to actually do this. And if he didn't, she would shut down the government. And you have Matt Gaetz as well, threatened to oust him as speaker if he didn't do it. So he didn't even put up for a vote, as you all know, because he knows that even his own members weren't going to support this. So, that's why we call it baseless. That's why I just called it baseless. Because they have said themselves that there is no evidence. The evidence does not exist. And this is a political stunt.
A political stunt. Would you say it was a political stunt when you spent $40 million to try to nail Donald Trump on Russian collusion? $40 million? And yes, it is true that Congressman Matt Gaetz of Florida is attacking McCarthy because he thinks he's been moving too slowly and he wants things faster.
On this very floor in January, the whole world witnessed a historic contest for House Speaker. I rise today to serve notice. Mr. Speaker, you are out of compliance with the agreement that allowed you to assume this role. The path forward for the House of Representatives is to either bring you into immediate total compliance or remove you pursuant to a motion to vacate the chair.
So Gaetz is one of the hardline conservatives, the Freedom Caucus, that thinks McCarthy's got to do more, and it is very possible that McCarthy, while he's trying to say, well, we've been off on recess, and during that time, we kind of got more stuff together, trying to give himself an excuse out. But he got a question today in a news conference that he was holding briefly, and it's hard to hear the question, but I'll state it for you. They're asking, did you basically tell Gaetz, anyone else coming after you, come on?
Did you tell your critics who threatened to file a motion to vacate to bring it on?
What was the exact language?
Yeah.
If you don't mind sharing with us.
I mind sharing with you. We just had a discussion in there. And really, this was a special conference to give the update because, as you know, Congress has been out of session for more than a month. A lot has transpired and learned for the American people in the last month. What we learned by bringing in Hunter Biden's business partner is that the President Biden had lied to the American public. That yes, he did talk to his son, but he did more than talk to his son. He got on conference calls when his son was selling the brand with his clients. He literally went to dinners, which we never knew. And after the dinners, his son got a Porsche and then more than $3 million.
And that was just by chance, right? There's a good explanation for it, you think? So once again, back to the White House press secretary who likes to wildly state, even Republicans don't see any evidence. True or not?
Republicans haven't made it pretty clear just how illegitimate this is. They've made that very clear. This is an entire exercise of how to do this in an illegitimate way. And again, it's a political stunt, and it is going after the president politically, not about the truth. There's no truth here. And so we think they should work with us on legitimate issues, things that actually matter to the American people.
matter to the American people. To that extent, Tennessee Congressman Burnett says, you know what? If you're looking to try to even things out and understand what's fact and what's fiction, why don't you look into this issue?
Maybe they'll bring out all those security experts that said that the Hunter Biden laptop didn't exist either. You know, there's over $20 million in unaccounted for money that has flowed through the Biden crime family. There's no proof they paid taxes. They've created over 20 LLCs to literally launder this money. Again, where is the proof that they even paid taxes on this? What were they paying for? What were these criminal enterprises that were giving the Biden family money for? Why are there thousands of emails where Joe Biden used an alias? How much of this can we stand? And the Democrats can say there's no evidence. That's their standard line. But you'll notice it's just a few of the ranking Democrats, the hardcore liberals in the very red, I mean, in the very blue districts. So it's not your rank and file Democrats who are saying this. And they are honestly saying he's got some problems.
So among the Republicans that are basically saying what KJP says, that they don't really think there's enough there, let me begin with Senate Republican leader, minority leader, Mitch McConnell. He has so far declined to really weigh in on the impeachment hearings whatsoever, or at least nothing of real value. Now, you can also look at statements by Senator John Cornyn, Republican of Texas, a member of the Senate GOP leadership term, saying it comes to prioritizing our time. Do we really have time to do all this, take up a trial, convict a sitting president? And, of course, he's also looking at getting the budget done. You get Republican Shelley Moore Capito from West Virginia asking if there's enough evidence to impeach Biden, and she said, I do not. Senator Marco Rubio, for his part, said the impeachment should generally be avoided for the interests of the country. Doesn't say he wants to go against it. And, of course, he reminded them of what you did with Trump for 2 years. You put the nation through that. And then you've got others similar thoughts. Now, looking at the House where they would actually go forward with filing impeachment, there are Republicans in the House have already said they don't see enough evidence in their mind. But, If the same evidence was presented against Trump that he used fake names and got money sent to various members of his family using his son, Don, ask the question of them, then see what they would say. One of them is Congressman Ken Buck, Republican of Colorado. He's become an unlikely critic of the party's choice. He is a Tea Party conservative, Freedom Caucus member, but he's skeptical about impeaching Biden. Also claims that the Biden White House has weaponized the government. He says, I don't see enough evidence right now. Really? Congressman Dave Joyce, Republican, Ohio. Same thing. I just don't see enough right now. Facts or evidence. So KJP is right. There are Republicans that don't see it. They're either blind or they're waiting for something to be shoved into their face. Coming up, how the White House sends out a memo to tell everybody to shut everything down. Lock and load. Ready on the right. I want to share something special with you. I've told you how Wellington Environmental works to keep hospitals, schools, businesses safe for their patients, students, clients, employees. Wellington can do the same for you. Perfect example. A relative went to the basement, almost knocked over by the smell. A sewer line had broken. A call to Wellington, a crew was dispatched. First thing, make the home safe. Then clean up the mess. Truly clean it up. Now, I'm telling you this because I want the best for you. Wellington Environmental. Here's the number, 314-644-4930. 644-4930. AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau. 644-4930. Wellington Environmental. Your world. Cleaner, better, safer. Be well with Wellington. If you like premium cigars and whiskey, I've got the perfect place. Lit Cigar Lounge, now open in its new space in the district, just off Highway 40 in Chesterfield. Lit Cigars for anyone who enjoys great cigars, whiskey, bourbon, tequila. Ladies, that includes you. Leather seating, numerous big screen TVs, special events featuring live music and tastings. More details at litstl.com. litstl.com. Lit Cigar Lounge in Chesterfield.
Well, I got me a gal in Pekin. She's a good old gal, okay. Oh, she's sitting there waiting by a window fan on a long, hot summer day. Or every day I'm working on the Illinois River, get a half a day off with pay. Oh, Lobo picking up barges on a long, hot summer day.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Welcome back. Let's get into details on these charges filed against Hunter Biden and what is not being filed against him. That's also important. But I will get into that in the next segment. So I want you to stand by because there are several things to be pointed out regarding these charges as filed by special counsel and prosecutor David Weiss, suddenly realizing, okay, I guess we're going to have to indict him on some gun charges. We got to do something. And then, of course, what happens between Hunter and Daddy? And if Hunter begins to spill the beans on everything else, that would be interesting. And as I say, there are still other charges to be considered. Failure to register is a foreign agent, I should say. And tax violations. We'll get into it in the next segment. But as I told you leaving the last segment, and I remind you again, if you ever miss any of this, you can go to LarryConnorsUSA.com and pull it up and listen to it and share it with others, please. I encourage you to. We love having everyone listen on the air when we're on 6 to 8, Monday through Friday. But in case you miss part of it, I understand. You can still get the podcast. You can also get the video of the program. But then also share it with others because they might have missed it as well, and we need to all get up to speed here. If you controlled the press, would you tell them to cease and desist on anything negative about Hunter? Well, in fact, that did happen, didn't it? With the Hunter Biden laptop in the beginning, when Hunter and Trump were running against each other. I mean, Joe Biden and Trump were running against each other. The Hunter Biden laptop. They knew that the New York Post was going to break the story just weeks before the election. Would it have changed the election? We will never know. We have some saying that, well, I might have voted differently if I'd known that. They may have, may not have. But we do know that the government told all the big tech companies and major, quote, mainstream media relation groups that nothing to see here, when they knew damn well it was. They had it in their hands. They'd already gone through it. They knew what was in it. And they knew what was going to be put out in the report by the New York Post. So they tried to say it doesn't exist. That is what a dictatorship does. You shut down anything that is damaging to you. You cannot deny that happened. 18 months after the election, the New York Times even admitted, oh, that laptop thing, yeah, that did exist, and yes, he did say this and this and this, which included the gun issue. So now the President's White House, under the auspices of Ian Sams, who's a spokesman for the White House Counsel's Office, wrote in a memo to editorial leadership, that means the bosses, at major news outlets, that means every, quote, major news outlet. I didn't get that memo. Wonder why. First of all, they knew what I'd do with it. Secondly, they don't want to pay attention to those who might have an opposing view. We know that. He wrote that the Biden inquiry, quote, has no evidence Joe Biden did anything wrong, period, quote, ended, I should say. And then continued, which again, quote, should set off alarm bells for news organizations. That's almost exactly what the FBI was telling everyone when the Hunter Biden laptop surfaced. This looks more like Russian collusion. And remember, they got 51 former intel agents to sign off on a letter saying, yes, it looks like Russian collusion information. And not one of them, not one of them, to my knowledge, has ever come forward and said, I saw the information. I know it's Russian laptop collusion information. Because if they had, they'd been lying. So here they're just lying on the fact that by intel sources, everything in there indicates it would be. And Joe Biden used it on the stage, pulled out of his pocket and waited around. I got 51 names of former intel officials here say the laptop is false, Russian propaganda. That was put in place by the Biden campaign. Now you could say, well, that wasn't really the official government at that point. You could say that. But I think there's more than enough evidence behind the curtain to show that, yeah, the government was directly involved as well. But now that we get this direct from the White House counsel's office, memo to the editorial leadership, there's no evidence that Joe Biden did anything wrong. That should set off alarm bells for news organizations. My friend, that is a threat to news organizations. Used to be, you do that, you send that out, you're going to get fired back on by those you're trying to silence. And they'll cry out First Amendment. But that got sent to CNN and the New York Times and even Fox News and others as well. But immediately when he sent the letter out to them, and then to a White House press list on Wednesday, there were eyebrows raised and concerns about the administration dictating editorial direction. I don't know why suddenly you're concerned about it, because you've already shown that you're willing to play ball with the administration. You're willing to look the other way. You're willing to close your eyes. You're willing to let them write the story for you. One White House reporter regularly attending the briefings told the New York Post, and I'm going to quote him here, they should be playing hardball, and instead what they're doing is bitching about the media. His words. He said, I don't think, he says, I don't think. What kind of reporter are you? I'd make it affirmative. I'd say the media does not, but let me read it the way he says it. I don't think the media likes being told what to do. You don't think so? Huh. I think it's going to backfire, really. And he adds, it seems to me that they believe the media will just do what the White House tells them. It's a terrible look for the administration. Well, on that, the reporter and I can agree. The reporter continued as being quoted in the New York Post, if you want to play hardball, trot out Trotter to say what he did or didn't do. Explain why the payments are a nothing burger, or just issue a rebuttal memo. That there might be part of why today David Weiss decided to indict Hunter Biden. We need to cover this over again. My God, we got pending filings in Arizona and maybe some other state that Trump was trying to steal or control the election. But let's just put Hunter out and get some separation. Those in the White House and those closest to Biden have apparently, according to the New York Times, been complaining that he really needs to separate himself. He can't fly his son around on Air Force One with him. He can't have him standing on the portico looking at the July 4th fireworks. He cannot even have him residing in the White House, which is where they think he might be residing. Maybe in the Lincoln Room. I don't know. One journalist tweeted out, this would be Matthew Keyes, "This is not okay. The White House should not be encouraging, influencing, or interfering in the editorial strategies of America's newsrooms, including CNN and the New York Times." Well, that's a fact, because that's a violation of the First Amendment. And he continues, "Now, anytime the media does try to hold Republican lawmakers to account, those lawmakers can simply counter by questioning, is this actual journalism or something encouraged by the Biden administration?" We've always been able to ask that, but this just adds more credence to the fact that it is state-controlled media. You know, I have on here from time to time John LaBoutier, former New York congressman. He's a never-Trumper, came in under Reagan. I used that term with him one time, state-controlled media. He said, "Larry, we don't have a state-controlled media." I have to concede, we don't have state-controlled media, technically, but the way it's operating, I'd say, and I told John that day, it operates like state-controlled media, and here's another example. Why were they not back in the face of Ian Sams at the White House saying, "How dare you serve us with this? This is a strict violation of the First Amendment. You stay out of our business." But they haven't done that. I haven't seen anybody fire back other than some of these reporters. I'm looking at some of the other quotes here. And one other reporter said, "The problem is they're trying to influence coverage. The government should never do that. It's inappropriate." No kidding. Anytime the government's trying to control the news coverage, you know you're no longer operating in a democracy with our Constitution, or in a republic with our Constitution, because they are ignoring the First Amendment to begin with. The First Amendment, freedom of press. That's why the country was formed, to get away from King George so we could say what we wanted about him. You may not like what somebody says about Biden or about Trump. Still First Amendment. All right, coming up, I'm going to spend more time on the indictment filed against Hunter Biden. Stand by, please. Allen Outdoor Solutions knows what you want. An oasis, a place at your home to relax, enjoy, entertain. Allen Outdoor Solutions can design and build your oasis. A spacious stone patio, different levels, maybe a fireplace, flowing water. See their quality work at AllenOutdoorSTL.com, AllenOutdoorSTL.com, or call 314-647-4800. AllenOutdoorSTL.com. This is a scary time when it comes to your money, especially if buying a home. That's why you need Homestead Financial Mortgage. I know the owners, met the team. You can trust Homestead will be with you every step of the way. Call 24/7 with any question or concern. Homestead is on your schedule, not banker's hours. This is not just about buying a home. It's about trust. You can go to my website, larry.homesteadfinancial.com. Larry.homesteadfinancial.com. This time of year, heavy rains, high winds, they can hit. And if you have any loose shingles, even the smallest hole in your roof, you're taking a major gamble with your biggest investment. I can tell you from personal experience. Do not wait until you have water where it shouldn't be. Don't forget that John Beal has disaster crews, which can at least cover your roof until the damage can be fully repaired. Homeowner, business owner, call John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Been snooping on the door. You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
All right, so let's break this down. These charges now against Hunter Biden. And again, I'll remind you, this was all part of the sweetheart deal where he was going to basically walk free. He was going to end up getting a little slap on the wrist, have to do a little community service, and that was going to be it. Well, as of today, Special Counsel Weiss has filed an indictment against Hunter Biden on 3 federal gun charges. I'd mentioned in the previous segment that maybe this has been done because they're trying to cover over their mistake of sending word out from the White House to news outlets, hey, you guys need to quit covering Biden so viciously and you need to start raising questions about those who are trying to impeach him. In other words, follow our storyline and everything will be fine. And remember, the sweetheart deal was actually coordinated with the cooperation of David Weiss, which means also his boss, Merrick Garland. But when the judge refused to accept it because she raised a couple of questions, one, are there other charges against Biden still underway, being investigated? And they had to answer yes. And she said, well, this appears this will give him immunity from everything. And I can't do that. Deal is off. And at that point, Hunter Biden, who had pled guilty to a couple of misdemeanor illegal tax forms, and not tax forms, but filings, he admitted, okay, I'm guilty of that, because he had a friend in California who's going to pay it off, $2+ million, including the back taxes and penalties. He said, I'm pleading not guilty of the federal gun charges. Why? Well, because the form you fill out to get your gun is very clear that you must be specific and answer the question truthfully. Form 4473. Form 4473. Requires buyers to answer several questions, including those about your competency, your criminal history. There are 2 strikes right there against Hunter, right? But here comes number 3, drug use. It's all over his laptop. Not that I could care less that he's doing cocaine sniffing parties with strippers. But if you're doing that, it's on a laptop, obviously you're involved in drugs. You should not have access to a weapon. And then another point, immigration status. Well, hell, I don't even know how that applies now. If you're here illegally, maybe you can carry a gun the way things are now. And any history of domestic violence. And I'm sure there's some of that involving Hunter. That may just be my guess. But it adds that if you lie on any of these, you could face criminal prosecution for a felony and face up to 10 years in federal prison. Right now, there are hundreds, if not thousands, behind bars because they lied for one of those reasons when they were buying a gun. And if they have a criminal history, especially a conviction, they're not allowed to have a gun. Now, they may use a straw buyer to go out and buy it for them because they know they can't put their name on it. Well, then the straw buyer is also in federal trouble, because you helped a convicted felon get a gun. And in fact, if you just give a convicted felon a gun, or you sell it to him personally. And I hear the left constantly say, we need more gun control laws. Well, then you need to enforce what you've got on the books, which gets into, again, Form 1073, Form 473, I should say, 473. And if you're going to lie on it, then you need to prosecute anybody who lies on it. Specific instance, Hunter Biden. So we've got David Weiss moving forward to do this. I'm looking at some of the details that we've seen on this at this point. The court filings detailed charges that Hunter Biden would have entered a diversion program under the failed plea agreement. Remember that one? Charging him with failing to disclose drug use when seeking to buy a weapon, resulting in two charges, as well as unlawful possession of a firearm while addicted to controlled substance. There are your three charges, three gun-related charges. He had a plan that he was failing to disclose drug use, but they're going to let it go on a diversion program, which means you'll be able to work the time off, no big deal. And there are two charges, and then unlawful possession of a firearm while addicted to controlled substance. There's your third charge. And again, any one of those could get you up to 10 years in prison. The interesting point to keep in mind here, the indictment does not list any tax crimes, a matter that would have also been covered by the agreement Biden had pled guilty to originally when it came down to the tax charges. But he had a friend who's going to pay it off, so why not go ahead and plead guilty and get it out of the way and just simply say, well, I'll work out the program on the gun charges. No, you don't. Most people go to jail. But if you're clean and you've never done drugs or anything else like that, and maybe you lied about, I don't know, your age or your address, and they want to make it a lie, and it might have been a mistake, they will still come after you. They will come after you, and they will nail you to the cell door. And you're going to spend at least 10 years. You might get out earlier, but that's on each charge. So we can expect that Biden will be able to get Daddy to give him a pardon if he's convicted. But the timing of this means it's going to roll into Biden's reelection campaign in 2024. It won't happen immediately. Well, they might find a way to rush that up. I should not jump ahead because of the way they play the game, they'll do anything. But again, Democrats have been trying to separate Biden, Hunter Biden, from Daddy. I'm looking at a piece written by Congressman Dean Phillips, Minnesota. The evidence suggests Hunter Biden is guilty of unethical and or illegal behavior. The evidence suggests Joe Biden is guilty of absolutely nothing more than being a father. I read that to you yesterday. I felt it was worth restating today. Because now that he's been hit with this purchase of a Colt Cobra 38 Special, lying on a federal form, things have gotten a little stickier. Now, of course, Biden has previously spoken publicly about his son's addiction. He said, my son, like a lot of people, like a lot of people you know at home, had a drug problem. He's overtaken it. He's fixed it. He's worked on it. I'm proud of him. Well, every parent should find in their heart a little mercy for their child and not like what they did, but still love the child. But in this case, he is now charged three different charges, criminal charges, for possessing the firearm. You can cry all day long because there are a lot of them behind bars that did that. My son is a good kid. He just happened to be caught with some crack cocaine in his pocket. He wasn't selling it. Oh, and he had a gun on him. And sometimes the parents know the truth, but they don't want their child to suffer. Now, if you're looking for white privilege, for those of you on the progressive side who claim everybody that gets white privilege, they don't have to pay the punishment, watch this case closely. And the other part is that the indictment issued today indicates there could be another shoe or two to drop. That doesn't mean it will happen. But there are no tax violations, which they still could file on some other taxes. The whole thing's been slow walk, so they'd outrun the statute of limitations. But there's also the Federal Agency Registration Act. And violating that is also a federal crime involving jail time. And in fact, ABC News is reporting, I'm looking at their statement on these charges of the gun and then the probe into the potential FARA, Foreign Agency Relation Act, violations, pointing out that today's charges are unlikely to be the last. Now, I don't know if they're doing that simply on speculation or if they've got some news behind the scenes. We'll see something real quick. When I do this, I don't want to lose another story I've been watching, but I want to see how CNNNN is reporting it on their webpage. Well, lo and behold, they actually put it at the top. How about that? Showing Hunter Biden smiling, not with Daddy. Just simply stating, let me read their quote exactly. President Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden, has been indicted by special counsel David Weiss in connection with a gun he purchased in 2018. The charges include making false statements on a federal firearms form, possession of a firearm as a prohibited person. Then they go on to talk about the original plea deal they had together that they thought would put it all to an end, which means all the Hunter Biden legal drama when it ended this summer. And even they acknowledge now, since they're moving forward with this, it's very possible this is going to roll into the 2024 campaign issue for Biden, if it's not already. And that is just dealing with Hunter Biden and those particular items. I still raise the question, is Hunter Biden going to be the first to roll over on Daddy? Because you know he doesn't want to go to jail. He wanted just a diversion agreement where that gun charge would be dropped in 2 years if he passed certain regulations, stayed out of legal trouble, kept his nose clean. Cocaine will clean your nose up. But right now, Weiss apparently is feeling some heat. I wonder if Merrick Garland is feeling it. It had to be approved by Garland for them to make the move against Biden. So somewhere along the line, there's been a decision, cut him loose. Cut him loose. The other question that comes to mind here, if you're facing criminal charges, you haven't been convicted yet, but we know he lied on the form. He's even acknowledged that. Will he be allowed back in the White House or near the president? Would Secret Service think that's a good idea? Well, we're obviously going to be watching this over the next few days, no doubt about it. All right, let me turn my attention for you to gas vehicles, and Pete Buttigieg has troubles. So we have seen and heard already from the Ford Motor Company exec who took a pick-em-up truck and was going to travel across the nation and realized, it might not be up to the standards we want and expect and need right now. Basically admitting it's not performing correctly. Others have said the same thing. One guy said he had his SUV pickup. I assume it was Ford. I don't recall now, but said paid something like $80,000 for it, had been in the shop for 6 months after he got it. And then on top of that, he also had to pay money to put in a special charger at his house for it. And then when he did that, he had to upgrade the wiring in his home. There was another $20,000 to $30,000 just to drive the electric vehicle. I hope to hell he enjoys it when he gets it back from the shop. Now, against that backdrop comes the U.S. Transportation Secretary, Pete Buttigieg. He's been all about electric vehicles. He's quoted in the Wall Street Journal about finding reliable electric vehicle charging stations while he was traveling on the road. Wait a minute, I thought he only went by bicycle. Remember those scenes early when he started as transportation secretary? They'd drop him off maybe a couple blocks from the Capitol, get his bicycle out for him. He'd put on his bicycle helmet and he'd bicycle the rest of the way to the Capitol. Like, I rode all the way here on my bicycle. Liar, liar, pants on fire. Might as well join the Mexico marathon runners that were caught cheating, driving in other vehicles and cutting across lanes or whatever. But Buttigieg admitted to the Wall Street Journal, as again, they're trying to push more charging stations, spend more money on this, because some 6,000 charging stations are temporarily unavailable. And Buttigieg said, well, we've had that experience. We pulled into an EV parking station only to realize they're out of service. Matter of fact, we had just a few days ago at a park in town. Imagine what it would be like if you can't be sure when you pull into a gas station, you're actually going to get gas. This is about making sure that access to charging is as accessible and reliable as fuel is today for gas cars. We know that that's not just a question of quantity, but of quality. They're waking up to this idea. Not really. The Biden administration announcing yesterday they're going to spend another $100 million in federal funds to repair existing but non-operational electric vehicle charging stations. And, of course, Jennifer Granholm, who, as we talked about extensively earlier, had been with the Pretoria Bus Electric Company, said, thanks to President Biden investing in America's agenda, we're building up a national EV charging network with charges made in the USA. It's going to be driving cheaper with the EV, more reliable, more convenient. Until it's not. Or, as I say, so far. It's going to be convenient. So far. Remember our pledge. One nation under God.